From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The European Union today announced it is moving to create an anti-terror alliance with Arab countries as a means of boosting cooperation and information sharing. The call from the EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, follows the recent terror attacks in Paris at the magazine Charlie Hebdo that resulted in 12 deaths. Mogherini at a news conference in Brussels today explaining the main goal of the proposed alliance.
To share information and intelligence information, not only within the European Union, but also with other countries around us, starting from the Mediterranean and the Arab world, starting from Turkey, Egypt, Gulf countries.
Saying those Arab countries are on the front lines of the battle against terrorism, EU officials say the 28-nation bloc also plans to deploy security attachés and wants to help some nations build their capacity to combat terrorism. Government employees in Gaza lined up today to get partial payment for the first time in months. The payments from Hamas began last week. But as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority can cover full salaries now.
Gaza Post Office employee Jamil Ahmad was in line to get cash worth about $250. He hasn't gotten his full salary in over a year. This payment will never cover my debts, he said. I have two wives and 12 children. This doesn't even cover a month of expenses, he said. Hamas says the Fatah-dominated Palestinian Authority should pay all civil servants in Gaza since the rival factions agreed to back one government. But the Palestinian Authority says it can't afford full salaries for its own employees, blaming Israel for freezing tax transfers after Palestinian leaders joined the International Criminal Court. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is calling on people to honor her father's legacy by acting against injustice while remembering his message of nonviolence.
We praise God for a new generation of activists.
Reverend Bernice King, speaking of the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Joseph Leahy of St. Louis Public Radio reports activists in the city have used the day's events to step up their call for social justice.
St. Louis's old courthouse downtown hosted the city's 47th annual civic ceremony for the slain civil rights leader this morning. But on the steps outside, a few hundred protesters gathered, some waving signs which read Black Lives Matter or Missouri is the new Mississippi. Christopher Grundy says the legacy of Dr. King and today's protest are one and the same.
Martin Luther King and the movement in the 1960s was a protest movement against systemic injustice, and obviously not a lot has changed in some ways.
Protesters also disrupted an interfaith service at a nearby university. For NPR News, I'm Joseph Leahy in St. Louis.
U.S. financial markets are closed today for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. You're listening to NPR. Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian government troops are continuing to battle for control of the airport in Donetsk. The airport itself, meanwhile, has been reduced to a hulking wreck after months of heavy fighting on the edge of the rebel-controlled city. According to the Ukrainian military, 3 Ukrainian servicemen have been killed. Another 66 were wounded over the past 24 hours. Kenyan authorities have suspended a police officer who led a team that fired tear gas at elementary school kids. They were protesting the seizure of their playground by a private developer. At least 2 students as well as 1 police officer were hurt. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the incident highlights the controversial issue known as land grabbing.
Children as young as 7 years old, holding sticks and signs, broke down a mud brick wall separating their school from their former playground, a soccer pitch mysteriously purchased by a politically connected real estate developer. Heavily armed riot police lobbed tear gas at the students. Footage showed children choking and screaming out in pain. The senior officer has been suspended, but a bigger issue remains. The city of Nairobi is one of the fastest-growing real estate markets in the world. But land titles and deeds are opaque. Their purchase sometimes executed in shadowy deals known as land grabs. Some highly controversial land grabs in Kenya have provoked violence, ranging from ethnic riots to acts of terrorism. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
City of New York is agreeing to pay a Brooklyn man who claimed he was choked by police in 2013 a total of $75,000 to settle a lawsuit. City Department spokesman saying the case was evaluated and it was determined the settlement was in the city's best interest. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.